The man in the parable was fortunate. His ground yielded plentifully. He had a successful season, which of course is the idea in agriculture. You want the greatest return possible. Ordinarily, you'd prefer your garden to produce more, your business to be more profitable, your investments to appreciate. But success brings challenges. The man's response to his good fortune was this, Luke 12:18. He said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods." It's right to work for success, but when success comes, you then have to decide what to do about it. Settle, try to keep the ball rolling, or try for bigger and better. Some people double down. They've been spending this much time away from their family, so in order to be even more successful, they spend more time away from home. A person discovers they've got a talent for golf or racquetball or whatever, and now it's all they do, and they neglect other things. You find that you can sing. Next thing, you're not satisfied just singing in church. You want to sing in a band, and you're off to Nashville or Los Angeles, and that will lead some people away from faith in God. When you have success, remember where that success comes from. Allowing success to lead you away from God is failure. When God blesses you with prosperity or success or talent or opportunity, you know that the devil isn't far behind trying to see if he can grab the steering wheel and use that same success to drive you off a cliff. Let the blessings and opportunities God gives you draw you closer to Him. You don't want to let something that should be a good thing ultimately being a bad thing. Don't let things that should build your faith lead you away from faith in God. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.